It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The University of Illinois says a record number of people applied to be in this year's freshman class. In total, about 48,000 people submitted applications to the campuses in Urbana-Champaign, Springfield, and Chicago. That's up by 2,800 applications from a year ago. It's been a tough few years for the university, with dismal state support, an embarrassing admissions scandal, and the resignations of two presidents. But Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Renee Romano says she didn't think those issues would hurt interest in the U of I.
The foundation of our institution, really the core of what we're doing, and the reputation and the quality of the university is still there. And so I thought that the people in the state of Illinois and beyond would continue to know that and to see that.
The Urbana-Champaign campus received the most applications, with more than 31,000 people applying for about 6,900 seats in the freshman class. Classes began today on all three campuses. Illinois Republicans in Florida for the party's national convention are ostensibly there to make the Mitt Romney-Paul Ryan ticket official. But unofficially, the gathering is also an early campaign stop for politicians looking to make a bid for governor or the U.S. Senate in 2 years. Major donors, committed Republican voters, and top party leaders are all in a central location, which makes it the ideal place to schmooze. But State Party Chairman Pat Brady says he'd rather that the focus remain on the approaching fall elections rather than 1-2 years away.
You know, I hope not, because we have a mission in 2012, and that's to get as many Republicans elected as we can and support Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan in the presidential race. So people can do it. I would prefer they did, and I think we need to focus on the task at hand, which is the 2012 election.
Even so, there is an undercurrent of posturing at the convention and plenty of time for it, too. With today's national convention meeting canceled, the Illinois delegation will likely be cooped up in its hotel all day and night. Senator Kirk Dillard of Hinsdale, Treasurer Dan Rutherford, and Congressman Aaron Schock of Peoria are a few of the politicians in Florida whose names have been tossed around as potential candidates for higher office. Groups representing manufacturers and retail stores in Illinois say they are disappointed with Governor Pat Quinn's veto yesterday of a bill that would set up a statewide recycling program for plastic bags and plastic wrap. But Champaign Mayor Don Girard is pleased with the veto. The bill would have banned any regulation of plastic bags by home rule governments such as Champaign. The city is currently developing proposals to limit plastic bag use, and Girard says they should be free to do so.
My concern up until yesterday was basically preserving our home rule authority and telling those who, you know, often pander to the crowd that screams for smaller government that this is just a travesty. It's more big government. It's a statewide program. We don't know what it's going to cost, and our tax dollars will be going for it, and it takes away our ability to choose.
Governor Quinn cited the bill's limits on home rule municipalities in issuing his veto. Environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, also criticized the recycling measure, both on the home rule issue and on the grounds that the recycling program's goals were too paltry. The legislation was introduced last March, shortly after the Champaign City Council directed its staff to investigate options to reduce plastic bag use, including a possible tax on bags or an outright ban. A Danville alderman says he doesn't want to predict what Governor Quinn will do regarding gambling legislation tomorrow, but Bill Black, who also chairs the statewide Revenue and Jobs Alliance, says he is encouraged that the governor has lowered his rhetoric regarding the measure. Governor Quinn has until tomorrow to take action on the bill. He could do nothing and let it pass. He could veto it or veto portions of the measure. The bill includes 5 new casinos, including one in Danville, and slot machines at racetracks. Black says he hopes Quinn's careful review of the bill proves to him that it's an economic necessity, bringing in funds from casino licensing fees and creating jobs.
We think that this is about a $250 to $400 million increased revenue per year, $1 billion in licensing fees alone, 20-some thousand jobs in a state that's desperate for jobs and desperate for revenue.
Black says his panel is more than willing to discuss a so-called trailer bill that would address Quinn's ethical concerns, including a ban on contributions to legislators from gambling interests. A former Illinois House member, Black also believes Quinn is warming towards allowing slot machines at horse racing facilities, noting that portion of the bill will help support Illinois state and county fairs. One of the inmates in the restricted unit at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, is in court today, hoping to convince a judge the government is trampling on his religious rights. American-born Taliban fighter John Walker Lind testified in federal court in Indianapolis today as a trial began in his lawsuit against the government. The suit alleges the government is forcing the 31-year-old Lind to sin by denying him the right to pray with other Muslims in the highly restricted prison unit where he's held. Most of the inmates in the Terre Haute prison are Muslim. Like Lind, they are only allowed group prayers once a week. Lind says their religion requires them to pray together daily. The government says daily prayer in groups would pose a security risk. Lind is serving a 20-year sentence for aiding Afghanistan's now defunct Taliban government. Nearly 140 members of an Indiana National Guard unit are preparing to leave for a year-long deployment to Kuwait. Hundreds of family members and friends joined the soldiers from the Kokomo-based 38th Sustainment Brigade for a departure ceremony Sunday. Officials note it is the first Indiana Guard unit deployed with women in the top officer and enlisted positions. Brigade Commander Colonel Deidre Tomlinson tells the Indianapolis Star that it is good for women coming up the military ranks to see doors opening for them. Command Sergeant Major Carolyn Peeler tells WTHR-TV the unit is going to lead by example and make Indiana proud during its deployment. Champaign City leaders get their first chance tomorrow night to hear one group's ideas for bringing minor league baseball to the city. The exploratory committee appointed by Mayor Don Girard has met for about 6 months and hopes to convince city staff to start looking at potential locations for a stadium and what a minor league team might mean for economic development. The group will present a report at tomorrow night's city council study session. Led by Tony Johnston, the group says there's greater potential for long-term success by luring in a single-A franchise linked to a major league team. But Johnston says that means higher design standards and more seating.
There is a minimum restriction on the number of covered seats, the number of back seats, the number of bench seats, the number of general admission and lawn seating areas. So you can't just put a single A team in any old stadium.
It's also possible Champaign could seek out a team that's not affiliated with a big league franchise, similar to the normal Corn Belters. In May, some Champaign City Council and staff members met with Steve Malliott, the president of the Corn Belters, who said his group had rights to an additional team in the Frontier League in 2015. Johnston says a private-public partnership could be formed to fund the stadium. And Purdue University plans to honor graduate Neil Armstrong's life and achievements as the first man to walk on the moon with a campus memorial service. Many people have left flowers and notes at the statue depicting Armstrong outside the Purdue Engineering Building named for him since he died Saturday at age 82. Armstrong graduated from Purdue in 1955 with an aeronautical engineering degree. In sports, the Chicago White Sox are on the road tonight at 6:05, opening a four-game series against the Baltimore Orioles. Lefty Francisco Liriano will be on the mound for Chicago. He's 2-0 since joining the Sox. The St. Louis Cardinals are in action as well. Right-hander Kyle Loesch will try to improve on his 13-2 record when he takes the mound in Pittsburgh tonight at 6:05. And the Chicago Cubs and Milwaukee Brewers begin a four-game series tonight at 7:05 at Wrigley Field. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.